Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, I'm thinking of greatness today, children, because today is the feast day of St. Albert the Great. Only sometimes he's known as Albertus Magnus, which is how you say that in Latin. And tomorrow is the feast day of the second great, St. Gertrude the Great. Tomorrow, too, is Father Lectoranda's fifth anniversary of ordination, and the choir was just singing, I was telling the altar boys, that nice hymn, which is the melody of the national anthem from Father's home country, which is Finland. So we're getting ready for the feast day of St. Gertrude the Great tomorrow, and after Mass today, while we begin the novena in honor of St. Gertrude. These great saints are our great saints. There are patron saints, which means that they protect us in a special way. Saint Albert the Great is one of the patron saints of this archdiocese, or city that it's called. And Saint Gertrude the Great is the patroness, of course, of our church and our school. So those are all great things, aren't they, that we're celebrating this truly great and important week. Saint Albert the Great was a great, great student and a great teacher. He would make a great patron saint for your studies, children. In England, still today, if somebody is extremely gifted and very well educated, he gets to go to a place called Oxford, which is a very ancient university, which was actually started by the Catholics a long time ago, and he studies what they call the greats. And the greats mean ancient Roman and Greek history and philosophy. And when someone studies that, he's considered to be truly well-educated. He would say, well, I read the greats at Oxford. That's how they would say it in the very old way of expressing it. But today, when you go to school, if any of you would be going on to college, someone or another will be advising you that you should study the STEM subjects instead, because that's ever much more practical, rather than ancient Greek philosophy or Roman history, to study STEM, which means science, I learned it by heart, science, T means technology, and then E for engineering, and M for mathematics. The advantage of studying those subjects, if you could manage it, I think I would have a hard time, but if you could manage it, that, well, they're all technology, so it's all straightforward. No one could teach you any false things, because two and two always have to equal four. Whereas if you study the greats, philosophy or history or literature, the tendency is that modern teachers would teach wicked and false things, and it would get students all mixed up, which is what often does happen in college. But we have a patron saint, regardless of what you study, right now in class, in grade school, or all the way through college or university or graduate degrees, we all have a wonderful patron saint. And he's right here with us. Good assignment for you today before you go home, children, would be there are three depictions of St. Albert the Great in this church. And see if you can find them. One's up front, one's halfway down the aisle on the upper level. You'd have to take the elevator to get up. And then one is in the back painting of Pope Pius XI and all of the saints whom he beatified or canonized, because that's what he did for St. Albert the Great. He was interested in everything. He had a great mind. He's called the universal teacher. He was interested in science and in architecture and in geography. He figured out the world would have to be a sphere. And he was interested in map making, and he was interested in Aristotle and philosophy. And one time he was so interested, he got interested in eagles, and he wondered what their nests were like, and he couldn't get a nest. So he had somebody let him down on a rope down a cliff so he could look into an eagle's nest and see the eggs and see how the eagle had made it. He was always observing things. That's a good way to learn, children. Keep your eyes open to everything except sin. Sin, you look away, but anything else, observe and study and listen. You can learn so much just in the course of a day. And it's not all as part of the school day, but all the time we can be learning something about God's wonderful world. When he was a boy, though, he almost ran away from school and gave up on everything because his father had put him to study with some monks, and I think these monks were rather strict, and he was homesick. And so he got this idea he would run away from the monastery school and go back home again. And he figured out a plot because he was smart. And so he figured out, I'll need a ladder. And he found out where the ladder was. And he thought, I'll put the ladder, after everybody goes to bed, over the wall, and I'll climb up and I'll jump down the other side and I'll run home. Well, he got the ladder and he waited that night till no one was awake. And he started to walk, to climb up the ladder to the top. And then they say he saw the Blessed Mother. And she said, Albert, where are you going? And he gulped. He felt guilty because he hated to have to tell the Blessed Mother he was running away from school and from the good monks that were teaching him. But she said, now, Albert, I want you to go climb right down that ladder and go back to your bed and go to bed. And I'll tell you what, when you grow up, you're going to be a member of my order of the Dominicans, and you'll be a very gifted teacher, and you'll have many important and holy students, including St. Thomas Aquinas, and you'll do a lot of great, great things for the church and for souls. And then she said, at the end of your life, you'll forget everything you learned. Your memory will go. That's what happens sometimes for old people. Everything will go. And that's the way that you'll know that it's almost time for you to die, and you'll be able to get your soul ready. And then Our Lady disappeared. That was her message. And it came exactly true. He climbed down the ladder, as Our Lady told him to. He went back to bed. He was a good student. And by the time he was 16, he had already studied an awful lot in universities. And he became a Dominican. And then he became a great teacher. And he knew something about everything and quite a bit about most things. And he taught St. Thomas Aquinas himself. And at the end of his life, one day he was teaching a class in the classroom, and he opened his mouth to say something, and he couldn't remember what he was going to say. Usually when that happens to you, it's called having a senior moment, but then it comes back to you in a minute or so. But this time it never came back. He couldn't remember a single thing about what he was teaching the students that day. And so he had to retire as a teacher, and he would just say his rosary every day. He forgot everything except for God. But God's the only thing that's really important after all. So he was good still. And then a few years after that, he died and he went straight to heaven. But we mustn't think, children, that just because he was such a gifted teacher and so intelligent and smart and well-trained that his life was easy. No, he had his difficulties. The Pope was his friend, and the Pope thought he would make a good bishop for the city of Regensburg in Germany, and he made him be the bishop out of obedience. So he went there, but the people didn't like him because he was a humble Dominican friar, and he wore big old boots, you know, like you would wear to do farm duties and things. And they nicknamed him the clodhopper because he wasn't wearing fine shoes. And then they didn't like him because he never rode a horse. If you were a bishop or a noble, it was expected you would have a nice horse, just as people expect wealthy people to have a nice car today. But he always went on foot because that was the rule of the Dominican order. And he was very humble and he was very holy. And so they laughed at him and they wouldn't have him. And a couple of years later, he had to retire. But never mind, he was still doing wonderful work. He had a special gift. When two people were fighting, to make peace between them. Isn't that a lovely thing? Sometimes people make it worse by talking too much and saying, do you know what so-and-so said? He was exactly the opposite of that. He knew exactly how to make peace between two people who were fighting. And so in that sense, he continued his bishop work all the way through. So he not only knew a lot of things, he knew the most important things. That's our patron saint here in Cincinnati. We have three of them, because probably we need that many at least to keep us on the straight and narrow. But that's one of them, Saint Albert the Great. Let's pray to him today to bless our school and our teachers and our students, to bless our parish and to bless the city, and to bless us all, Because remember, if we do what God wants us to do, we'll be great. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.